بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a clip of the Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtarsab Rahmatullah Ali in regards to evil glances. Azad explains that person who leave out looking at haram, at fake beauties, at haram women, and the other way also for women to look at men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith al-Qudsi, من تركها من مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. That I will substitute, I will replace what he left out in my fear. He or she left out looking at haram due to my fear, my love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in exchange of that, I will substitute it, I will replace it with such iman that he will find the sweetness of it in his heart. Hazrat says, try it and see. Don't look at haram and immediately you will find that somebody has put some sweetness within your heart. You left it out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Where will he find the sweetness that Allah ta'ala put in the heart? He will find the sweetness of this iman in his Quran recitation, in his Quran tilawat, in his ibadat, in his sajda. He will find sweetness in all his ibadat. He will begin to enjoy these types of worship and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person abused his eyes and looked at haram, and he took in this poisonous arrow of shaitan within his heart, then he has spoiled all his ibadat. He will find no sweetness in his worship, in his ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When he will take in this poisonous arrow of shaitan through his eyes, that will pierce into the heart, this dark poison, then with his tongue he will recite Quran Sharif. He will take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it will be void of any type of enjoyment, any type of sweetness whatsoever. In his heart there will be no enjoyment whatsoever. He won't find the quality and condition that which a person should find in taking the name of Allah. His heart will be deprived of this enjoyment of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart will be preoccupied in the corpse of these evil glances of his which he looked at, all his haram and fake beauties around that he or she looked at. These are just corpses walking around, dead people walking around. His heart will be stuck and involved in the thoughts of these haram corpses that are walking around him. His mind will be involved in all his haram designs that are moving around. Therefore, there will be no sweetness in ibadat whatsoever. Therefore, this topic of discussion that I presented today, that evil glances have different effects on different types of people's hearts. For example, 10 people looked at one woman. 10 people looked at one woman who they're not supposed to look at. There's 10 different effects on these 10 different hearts. Therefore, that person who's very sensitive, his senses, his perceptions are very sensitive, be a male or a female. So when they look at these fake beauties and these fake lives of people, then the effects on the heart is even worse. Some people are sensitive in different parts of their lives or their bodies, that they get affected in certain senses, perceptions of theirs take more effect. So they should be more careful. Like how we have some places that are very sensitive, so they also, the rules, the regulations, guidelines are a bit different. So some people, they are very sensitive in different parts of their lives, different parts of their perceptions, therefore they should be very careful. So that person who is very sensitive, his temperament is very sensitive, and from a young age already, he was introduced to these haram things, whether it be pornography, looking at women, or looking at other people's lifestyle, to look onto the internet, to look at people, to look at pictures, to look at videos which are haram. So from young he's already looking at this, so she's looking at it. So the temperament and the heart already has been affected, has been wounded with all these non-realities and fake lives. So those already who have been affected from young and they've been wandering around in this fantasy world of theirs, fantasy lives of theirs, which is not a reality. So their hearts have been affected already. So Hazrat explains that for them, even that cursory glance at these types of things is even worse and more dangerous than a stare or to look with attentiveness, to focus one's heart, just to look cursory, very quickly, just to glance quickly, that it can be more dangerous than looking attentively. It was just a glance only. The heart already was wounded, wasn't healed spiritually, there was no treatment. Just that cursory glance becomes so poisonous and so effective, the person falls ill. The senses, the perception of the person got so affected that they fall ill immediately and the heart is gone. And now depression, everything sets in. Unfortunately, his entire life or her entire life will come out in this, and there will be no salvation. It will be completely stuck in the heart that it cannot come out. Just at one glance only affected the heart so much that the entire life will be spent in this, and the person will not be able to come out of it. Allah Ta'ala save us, to the extent that that person's mouth and death is in danger right now. Whether he or she will live with iman, because this poison is stuck deep into the heart. Because at the time of mouth, the time of death, what is in the heart will come onto the tongue. And this heart was not repaired, was not treated, did not get spiritual attention. So whatever in the heart will come onto the tongue at the time of death. Therefore, very importantly, Hazrat says that clear and clean your heart and purify your heart of everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you call ghayrullah. Everything besides Allah has to be purified and cleansed out from the heart. So the time of maut, then it will be easy to recite the kalima and leave this world. So today I have explained to you that the effects of glances of each person has a different effect on the heart of each different individual. Did you understand this, my dear brothers? I asked them, did you understand what effect the hearts take? Therefore, should we be more careful. Allah Ta'ala protect us.